Blog Talk Radio.
Here. I was actually supposed to mention this last night. Yesterday, I ran across the most interesting Twitter account because they favorited one of our tweets, and it's actually someone posing as Christian Grey on Twitter. And upon closer inspection, I found out that there is a whole group of people doing this. They're all posing as characters from the book, and they actually role play via Twitter. That is so old school.
That is cool.
I would be tempted to join in, but I don't know if there's any characters left to play. Can y'all hit us up over here at GGR? I like some old school role play. And if y'all keep it clean, by the way, because the reason why I stumbled across them yesterday, I was reading that Robert Pattinson was saying he wanted to, or that he was getting the part of Christian Grey. And of course, the consensus is that guy from Vampire Diaries should be the one to play it, and I have to agree.
God, yeah.
Because he is, if not, he doesn't look anything like the character described in the book, but I really don't care. And I tweeted that whoever the reporter was that was doing the report on AOL was saying it would make sense if Robert Pattinson was cast, because then they could get all the Twihards to watch 50 Shades. And I thought to myself, this reporter obviously did not read 50 Shades of Grey and know that it's not for children.
No, it's not for children at all.
These,
I have to say, it's the worst, most lame BDSM book I've ever read in my life.
Yeah. It's not the hardest of hardcore, but...
No. We were experimenting with stuff harder than that in high school, so...
Yeah, but we don't want them doing it. We don't want the kids seeing it on the screen. So
yeah. Not that you should be following in Ginger's footsteps or anything.
No. You know, we make no apologies here. We are who we are. But I don't think any of you that have little people that have watched Twilight should be going to check this out at all.
No.
I don't care how raunchy Twilight got. It still doesn't.
It didn't at all get raunchy.
You know what I mean?
God.
For a teenager, you know, just venturing out into the world, it was raunchy.
I've read all the books. I've seen all the movies.
I haven't seen all the movies. I watched the first one and I was disgusted because it was nothing like it was.
Him looking into his eyes and maybe the movement of you know what could be construed as him probably having sex, but you don't see anything.
You Well, yeah, see, that's Ron 24.
You see worse on, like, Nickelodeon and...
I saw worse last night on Friends Benefits. I was like, oh, hey, that is side boobage. Oh, my God.
I mean, how you get these girls and guys that have, like, the whole grinding up against each other dancing? Yeah, that's much worse than what you see in Twilight.
That would be me. I had to stop doing that a few years ago. I realized how unfair that is to some of you guys. Y'all get confused. But believe you me, for me, it's all about dancing. I don't care who's back there. It could be a girl. It could be a giraffe. I really don't care. I'm just dancing. Anyway. But I cut that out. I usually just dance by myself now. It says I stay out of trouble. All right.
Stay out of trouble. That's sad.
I have to stay out of trouble. Isn't my era of trouble is passing beyond. It's now time to make way for Baby Natrix. Y'all better make way. Oh, my God. That is already trouble. Anyway. We got some good. Actually, I got a good story. Remember we've been talking about hot coffee? We were talking about, we're all on a sex kick this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
Friday, we're kind of, yeah.
And we're drugs from medication.
So much. I just took some right before the show, so forgive me if I'm a little wee.
Ooh. Nice little shot. Pass it around.
I know. I keep getting the feeling like I want to pass out, which is, you know, so if I just completely just...
Blam! When you hear that, it's just gone. But have any of you ever wondered who was the person who actually did who uncovered the hot coffee mod? Because nobody ever really said who it was. Anybody know who that is?
Mm-mm. A girl. I don't know.
Oh, it's a guy. His name is Patrick Wildenborg. at the time that...
sounds like a guy with too much time on his hands.
Yes, at the time he had a one-year-old child. And Rockstar actually called him, and it went something like this: "Hello, Patrick." And he said, "This is Rockstar, the game developer. We want to thank you for what you've done." So on July 14th, 2004, Sam Houser, the president and co-founder of Rockstar Games, wrote an email to Jennifer Colby, the company's operations manager. At most other firms, its contents would have been marked not safe for work. And he said, these are examples of content that will be displayed graphically: oral sex, full sex in multiple positions. And those of you who are at work, turn the sound down because I don't want you getting fired because for listening to us, you cannot blame us. Dildo sex, including being able to kill someone with one, whipping, masturbation. All of these items are displayed through cutscenes. And he continued that in GTA San Andreas, we were keen to include new functionality and interaction in line with the vibe of the game. Now, to this end, in addition to the violence and bad language, we want to include sexual content, which I understand is questionable to certain people, but pretty natural, more so than violence when you think about it and consider the fact that the game is intended for adults. Let me repeat that. The game is intended for adults. Now, in truth, the sort of sexual content that Houser described was already in production at Rockstar North in Scotland. The team was nearing the final phase of development on the company's forthcoming blockbuster Grand Theft Auto game set in fictional American state of San Andreas. Rockstar's multi-million selling series had been billed as the enfant terrible of the video games industry by media puppet master Max Clifford at the time, but the company's ambitions were perhaps more straightforward than the public persona suggested. Its aim was to address the darker side of modernity and all the taboos that the cinema had long explored as a subject matter, all that sex, violence stuff. Okay, so along comes Patrick Wildenborg and blows the whole thing out of the water. And I'm not going to tell you this whole story. You could pop over to Eurogamer. Our friends at Eurogamer actually managed to catch up with Patrick recently to talk to him about, you know, how he uncovered the hot coffee mod. Please, guys, don't send him hate mail. In one way, he did the gaming community or gaming industry a good thing in long run, because now this is commonplace actually in GTA, and it's not a bad thing. It works with the storylines. It actually works. And again, these games are intended for adults. Anyway, I wanted to share that because I never knew who did it. I thought it was a kid, and he was not a kid. This was a grown man. He's actually a software engineer. He still works. So I don't think he meant any harm, but
a lot of people who are into coding and software engineering like to go through other people's things and see, you know, what was left in there. What didn't they use? What's in here that's, you know.
Well, and even a quote here, it says he only intended for the sex scenes to be humorous, not titillating. So anyway, he did a good thing. We have a new rating for that for those particular games. Now, all we got to do is get some of you parents out there to pay attention to the rating systems. We've given you every tool we can. Please use them. They're on your phone, so on and so forth. I do have to tell Eurogamer, your screenshots, don't do that. Now everybody's running over to
me. I know, right?
Yeah, don't do that. Don't put those screenshots up. Take those down. You guys are going to get yourselves in trouble. It may be years past, but it's still a very touchy subject for some people. All right. Anyway, moving along. Ginger, what you got?
What have I got? All right. Well, if I can keep from a... on woo. Bungie's Destiny video game details leak online. Mm-hmm. Bungie's next big title that they're working on has been leaked. It's the first game since Halo. The gaming website...
I'm sorry.
I think it's called Destiny. The gaming website IGN has obtained marketing called Deep Destiny and aims to create a universe as deep as the Star Wars franchise.
Ooh.
If anybody can do it, I think it'd be them.
Ooh.
The project has had been one publisher Activision's most closely guarded secrets. Who wrote this?
Some crackhead.
Apparently. It has a 10-year exclusive arrangement with the development studio. Activision has previously told investors that the game would be genre-defining and proved to be one of its two largest growth opportunities over coming years, alongside the Call of Duty series, which needs to just die. Okay? Die.
I concur. I'm sorry, you Call of Duty people. I'm tired of it.
Me too. All right, so Bungie reproduced one of the images on its own site and confirmed the leak's authenticity. And there is a picture, which I will tweet out to you all in a little bit. According to IGN, the game will be set 700 years in the future and feature battles with aliens to protect the last city on Earth after the collapse of mankind's effort to colonize the solar system. I know when I first started hearing about it, I was like, wait a minute, is this Halo again? But no, it's not. It's not. The screenshot suggests the first title in the expected series will run on the PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360, so they're not going to limit themselves this time. A decision to build another sci-fi franchise will see Destiny compete with the developer's original series. Microsoft, which that does not surprise me. F you, Microsoft, right? Microsoft has said it plans for at least another two Halo games. The most recent sequel, Halo 4, was created by its own subsidiary, 343 Industries. Who is this? Pierre Harding Rolls, head of the game's research at IHS, says you can never have sure bets, and the risks involved in creating new IP are always relatively high. But to have a studio like Bungie involved reduces the risk considerably for Activision due to its incredible track record. He does add that the publisher was unlikely to be happy about the way news of its game had become available. I don't think any company that wants to manage and control the promotion of their material would want to see it leaked through the back door. But a lot of leaks do go on in the industry. So, yeah, from what I'm hearing and what else I was reading about this game, I'm trying to figure out where else I read it. Pretty much an alien... aliens come to Earth, not to take over this time, but to help defend Earth from other aliens that do want to invade Earth. So it's not going to be exactly like Halo, but it does sound very familiar.
It sounds a little too similar, actually. Bungie, are y'all stuck in a rut?
I don't know, but you know what? I loved Halo, so maybe I'll like this one. We'll see.
All right. Well, let me just get y'all ready, because you know we only got a few short days to live, so...
Mm-hmm.
Zombie Watch. All right. Until next year. In case you haven't heard, you don't watch the show The Walking Dead, and you've heard me kind of mention it hither and yon here on the show, there's a new game coming out. Now, it won't be out until 31st of December 2013, which pretty much means 2014. It's from Activision. It is a Walking Dead video game. Also, I would also ask some of you not to be frightened if you watch the Wendy Williams show. Some of you watch at night and not in the mornings like I do. There was a sighting of a zombie on the Wendy Williams show carrying some Walking Dead stuff. Just be aware. That's what you call an omen. Was that what you call it when it's a... Is it a herald or an omen when it comes before?
I don't know.
I think it's a herald. Anyway. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we got about two weeks to live before the zombies break out. You know, we told you last night, the blackout in Syria. But anyway, this is a Walking Dead video game. It's supposed to take the undead and bring them out of the AMC Emmy Award-winning TV show and onto your console. Looks like it's going to be out on all platforms, all the major ones. I didn't see Wii U listed. Wait a minute. Let me back up a page or two. It's hard out here for a pimp. Okay, so anyway.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I see PlayStation and Xbox. Probably since they have so much time and they're waiting to see how the Wii U does, it may come out on Wii U. This is Terminal Reality that's doing this one. It's their first Terminal Reality, who did, I want to say DJ Hero. Anybody out there? I think they did DJ Hero. And one of our good friends used to work at Terminal Reality. She may still. We've had her on our show a long time ago. Used to be a frag doll. And also named Tart. Hi, Tart. This is their first-person action game. It's supposed to allow you to assume the role of a mysterious crossbow-wielding, or actually it's going to be Daryl Dixon. So Norman Reedus is getting to be the star of the game. If you watch the show, you know who that is. That's Daryl, the redneck who turned out to be a good guy so far. The iconic walkers will relentlessly hunt you down, like the television counterparts, using a combination of sight, sound, and smell. As Daryl, you'll have to tread carefully throughout each new area you explore. Once discovered, it doesn't take much to attract an unstoppable horde of undead walkers, so every threat needs to be assessed and every situation analyzed. No place is truly safe as you make your way through the Georgia countryside. Mm-hmm. They're going to put Meryl in, too. Activision, all I have to say is you have a year. Can you, if you're going to do those two, put all the characters in. Allow us to pick because I'm telling you, I would love to be Michonne with the katana. I'm just saying.
Michonne?
Michonne is the girl I told you about.
Such a hot name, you know?
Yeah. It's the girl I told you about that had the two zombie pets. Chains. Yeah, she killed them a couple weeks ago. Sorry, y'all that haven't seen it. You should be watching. Anyway.
Poor zombies.
Yeah, she had to take them out. They were making too much noise. Hey, you got to go.
I thought they didn't have a jaw. What the fuck are they making noise with?
They still have a throat.
Oh, that's true. You know what? Just take out their throat. Problem solved.
She did. She took out their throat along with their head. So they're they are no more.
Aww. Poor zombies.
Yeah, but the footage that I've seen, and I cannot share it with you, unfortunately, this is one of those times Activision will cut us. I can tell you, but I cannot share with you. You probably can go find you some if you look in the right places. Let me just say that. But it looks to be gorgeous. I just need them to put all the characters in. I think you should grab all the main characters from seasons one through three. Maybe I should be able to play alongside Shane because he was hot.
You know, I can play the games, even though it makes me scream like a little girl. I cannot watch the show.
Really?
I can listen to the show, but I can't watch the show.
Really?
Really. Watching the show, I just about climb the walls. I can't do it.
Walls. There's a whole lot of screaming going on in here. Oh, my God, kill him!
And then the other part is, because then I'm picking it apart. I'm like, why? Why did y'all just sit there and do a circle? What the hell? Driving around the stupid RV in a circle in the cars. It's like, why? That's a waste. No wonder y'all are stuck in the middle of nowhere.
Exactly. Because it seems obvious to me that you should be doing ABC and you're doing DEF.
Oh, and you're yelling at some people in APB earlier. I was like, what the hell are y'all doing? What are y'all doing? I handed that to y'all. Like,
Okay, you know, most people don't think on their feet, unfortunately. We think some of our gamers think on their feet. They don't a whole lot of times. You see people doing stupid stuff in games and you're wondering why. That's why we know that the majority of the gamers that survive the zombie apocalypse won't be the people that level grind. It'll be the ones who...
They lost the package twice. Twice I went and got the package, got in the car and took it back to the drop-off spot. Mm-hmm. Where I was killed because the other team was waiting there for me, because the rest of them were running around like chickens with their heads cut off, chasing this one guy with a grenade launcher. I was like, seriously?
Simple football tactics.
Leave the guy with the launcher alone. Come on.
Protect the quarterback and whoever, whatever the other position is, I can't think of right now, the receiver. If they have the ball, you protect them. So they get
twice I took that dude out because they couldn't kill him. I ran him over twice.
Can you still hit people with the packages?
I don't know. I don't know. I tend to throw the package in my car and then go. So.
Yeah, you used to be able to hit them with the package. I know I hit somebody in the face with one at one point because my team was doing the same thing. I was like, oh, you're not going to help me. That's fine. Bam!
I pretty much, I drive the heaviest armored car there, so.
Yeah, I've seen your van.
Mm-hmm. It's nice. It's nice. Very nice.
Does it still have your name on the side, Ginger?
It does have my name on the side.
If you see Ginger, it's already too late for you.
True story. True story. Because he only blew me up once, and I was like, oh, hell no. Mm-mm, you did not just blow up my car. You were dead. And then after that, it was, you know, I went, and I did, and I, both times, I was like at the drop-off point. I could see the circle. I was right outside of it when I got killed. Twice. I was like, where are you? All right, so anyway, that's
another story.
I was hot. Hello, Horace. And no. That show's creepy. All right. So this weekend, people, for those of you who want to try Xbox Live, Live Gold, it is free this weekend, everywhere except in Europe, because Europe. This weekend, Xbox 360 owners will be able to use Xbox Live Gold free of charge. Unless you live in Europe, of course, because neener. Microsoft decided to have a free Xbox Live Gold weekend for everyone but Europe, including the United States, Argentina, Australia, Brazil, Canada, Chile, Colombia, Hong Kong, India, Japan, Republic of Korea, Mexico, New Zealand, Singapore, and Taiwan.
But all our friends live in the UK.
I know. From Major Nelson's Xbox Live blog, it says, if you haven't had a chance to check out the latest entertainment experiences on Xbox, this weekend is a great chance to give it a try. From Thursday, November 29th through Sunday, December 2nd, we are unlocking Xbox Live Gold in Argentina, Australia, Brazil, Canada, Chile, Colombia, Hong Kong, India, Japan, Republic of Korea, Mexico, New Zealand, Singapore, Taiwan, and the United States. All Xbox owners in these regions, regardless of their current subscription, will have access to online multiplayer gaming like Halo 4 Spartan Ops, Internet Explorer, Video Connect, and our entire catalog of entertainment apps during that time period. Yay!
I'm sorry, I am about to yell at the Paradox people. We love you, but we want our Salem.
Wait, where is our Salem? Where are our keys?
Well, see, he messed up this time. He put his email in it. He hadn't been putting his email in there. I'm not going to call you anymore.
City of Steam people? Y'all did it right. I got my beta key today at 4:14 a.m. I love y'all.
Ginger, why did you need a beta key when I gave you one? What happened?
I don't know, but they gave me another. I think probably because I signed up separately a long time ago. I don't know.
Cutting will ensue for you later. Actually, I can't cut you. We're both sick, so I have to give you a pass this time.
Okay.
I don't want you to sneeze on me. Okay. Oh, my God. Breathing would be good. All right. Okay, I just lost my story because I have a feed going. That's bad. All right, so I'm moving to the next story. Those of you, yeah, we had a discussion about this last night. The Wii U is getting a hard time from you people out there. I don't own one, so I can't say whether you're justified or not. Where to start with this one? This is a really big elephant. Okay, so, of course, the Wii U launched a few weeks back, and then the European launch happened last night, and everybody's complaining. The Wii, they're saying the Wii U does seem a bit peculiar and anachronistic. It's a console that matches the performance of your current-gen Sony and Xbox. What am I doing? You know what? I'm having a whole medicine blank. Did you just hear that? I just lagged or something.
I know. I heard something.
I had a lag spike. That's what I call that when that happens. Okay. So they're saying, of course, in an era of iPads and Nexus 7s, Kindle Fires, where LCD touch panels sprout from every pocket and satchel, the Wii U's Fisher-Price take on tech that's already a reality for most of us, they say, it seems rather hopeful and twee and perhaps a bit desperate. They said, wasn't the Wii in the final analysis less of a success than it seemed? It sold great guns, sure, but even after years of hearing about sales declines and death knell of the console, it's still way ahead of, and this is going out to our troll from last night, way ahead of either the PlayStation and the Xbox 360 in installed base terms. The software, of course, attach rate was low. Many publishers, including quite a few numbers who ship nothing but utter crap for the console, and they blame that on the Wii. That's not the Wii. That's your publishers have been left feeling burnt, but that's their own fault. Ship better games. Gamers, too, love to hate the Wii, even after all these years. It's the console that gathers dust, the console that made developers think we all wanted to wave our arms like fools instead of tapping buttons like the modern-day concept pianists we truly are. Yay. According to GI.biz, Nintendo still made a massive profit, floating briefly to the top of Japan's stock market ahead of heavy industry firms that dwarf it in every other aspect. But unlike the Wii U hardware won't be profitable out of the gate. Nintendo having learned some tough lessons about pricing the 3DS's early troubles, so on and so forth. This is long. Why did y'all send me this? in any case, I'm not sure what's going on with Wii U. I have not been out of the house because I'm a responsible sick person. I don't want to cough on anybody or get them sick. And it's the holidays, so more than likely they won't have any out on the floor because some of you are just ruthless. Y'all will snatch the display and try to run with it like you can use it. But anyway, anybody out there that's played with the Wii U, give us a shout. So, and tell us if you love or hate your Wii U. Forget about the first day update. I'm talking about, are you enjoying the gameplay? Is it strange? Is it too strange to master? Do you see yourself letting it gather dust? Because to me, it looks like a cool idea. I don't necessarily think it's Fisher Price. Fisher Price doesn't make those types of things. I don't know. Do you think you would want one?
I don't know.
We're going to wait and see until January till we really see how they do. After this holiday season and some of you actually settle down, I
kind of want the Wii U. I mean, because it's the Wii U and it's a Nintendo, and I love me some Nintendo, but I don't know. I really want to see what all games get released.
Yeah,
I think I have a list, but I want to see who's not come out yet.
As we always say here, my biggest issue with people who are naysayers about the Wii is that they kept saying what I just said. The games are crap. That's not Nintendo. That's the publishers. One. Two, somebody has to do something different. We can't just constantly sit and push buttons. After a while, you're going to say, you know what, I've played Call of Duty 15 million times. It may take you longer than someone who's not a fan, but they had to do something different. I appreciate them for doing something different is where I come in. And I don't like the argument of, they make kiddie games. You were a kid and now you're not. When I was a man, I spake as a child, I did childish things, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. Yes, I'm bringing the Bible quote out for you. So,
this right there.
You don't need your Nintendo anymore, but you can buy it for your younger family members, and you know that they will have a wonderful childlike experience because that's what you had, okay? Get over the fact that they make kiddie games. Yes, they do.
Exactly,
that's,
yeah.
That's what they do. So, that was my only gripe with everybody who criticizes them.
I think if I do get it, it'll be probably around January, mid-January, when people return it after the holidays and after income tax.
They're going to return it before then because somebody's going to be like, I got it, it is stupid. Somebody's returning one right now.
That's exactly how I got my Wii. I waited like 2 weeks, and then I went and I got it, and I paid like half the price. Because somebody bought it for the kids, and their kids are like, we don't want this.
I need me a root kit, okay? I can't play my nunchuck. Really? I need these other apps off my phone. I can't play Nun Attack. I'm sorry, I went all off the rails then. Y'all know I've been talking about Nun Attack for 3 days now.
Uh-huh, she has too.
I need to play my Nun Attack. I need to be some nuts with a chainsaw. That's my thing these days. I need to be some nuts.
Horace.
What did he say?
Says, you know what? I got to go with you. Be right back.
Horace, you know you're close by, right?
Oh, man, Horace.
You're close by, and I know how to find you. Don't start.
All right, so the Museum of Modern Art has selected 40 games to be displayed in New York City. The Museum of Modern Art has selected 40 games that are going to be displayed in New York soon. The games being put on display date as back as 1962's Space War. It stretched forth all the way to 2011's Minecraft. The museum says that it chose the games it did based on visual quality, aesthetic experience, the elegance of the code, and the game's impact on the culture and industry. 14 titles have been acquired and will be on display March 2013. They are Pac-Man, Tetris, Another World, Myst, SimCity 2000.
Woo!
It's a vib or is it vibe? Anyway, it's a vib ribbon. The Sims, Katamari Damacy, Eve Online, Dwarf Fortress, Portal, Flow, Passage, and Cannibals. The museum hopes to acquire a number of other games that it wants to put on display, including Space War, and full of games for the Magnavox Odyssey console, Pong, Snake, Nokia Phone, Space Invaders, Asteroids, Zork, Tempest, Donkey Kong, Yar's Revenge, Mule, Core War, Marble Madness, Super Mario Brothers, The Legend of Zelda, NetHack, Street Fighter 2, Chrono Trigger, Super Mario 64, Grim Fandango, Animal Crossing, and Minecraft. Alright, so you want to learn... I can't talk. You want to learn more about the modern... I give up. You want to learn more about the Museum of Modern Art and their plans for global dominance, you can check it out over at MoMA.org. MOMA.org.
Okay, before I do my next story, I have to tell Ginger, I'm sorry, I am going to have to cut you because now Baby Natrix is playing Minecraft, and it's all your fault.
It's so much fun, isn't it? Oh, my God.
I don't know, because she became obsessed this week. She came home, you know, when they have the little free period or something at school, and she had drew a bunch of Minecraft monsters, and she's like, I have to play. Miss Ginger's playing, right? Can she tell me how to make these monsters? And I said, well, Miss Ginger's sick, so I don't know if she wants to talk to you about monsters. This is what she said yesterday.
I'm not quite sure how to make the monsters.
She wants to make the monsters. She drew them out and decided what they were going to be able to do, and she needs to be able to make them, is what she said. So she tried to download it for an iPad, and that didn't work out well, so now she wants it on her laptop so she can play. And I blame you, because the first person she mentioned was you.
It's so much fun. It's so addicting. I can't even blame her. It's awesome.
Get my child addicted to Minecraft, woman.
You'll love it.
I play. Oh, I know it's addictive. I said it's good. I'm just trying to stay away. That is crack. I know.
I get in there and I lose like a whole day, and I'm doing nothing but down there in my expansive room that I made that like goes on forever. I get lost in it now.
Oh,
I'm like,
God.
What's out?
Ginger has dug a tunnel under the city. All right.
Oh, it's like a tunnel under the whole damn earth there. You can't.
Oh, my God.
I can't see. I mean, it's so big, the graphics glitch. I mean, it was doing that a while back. But I mean, now it's so big that it takes me 10, 15 minutes to get across the room. It's crazy.
Well, let me give you people out there that are wanting to play some Far Cry a heads up. Rock, Paper, Shotgun, and PC Gamer are reporting that Far Cry 3 servers are down. While Ubisoft have dropped their previous always online DRM requirement, the Uplay launcher will still default to booting the game in online mode. If you launch without a connection, there's no in-game prompt to switch over to offline mode, which causes the menus to load blank and your character becomes stuck in his current spot. The trick, they say, is to tell the Uplay launcher to go offline before you even start the game, at which point it'll load with all the features that you're supposed to have. Uplay hasn't in Let me jump up a little further. While Far Cry 3, they're saying, is still playable, the fact that there's no way to swap between the modes while you're in-game, so make sure you do it offline. Ubisoft says they're aware of the problem, and they tweeted that we're very sorry for the server issues affecting Far Cry 3 on PC, and we're working as fast as possible to restore the service. Tom Francis was saying, who's a reviewer, said he was enjoying his Far Cry 3 review, but now he's pissed off. Y'all need to fix that. This is not a good thing.
Not good at all. You do not want to piss off the people who are playing your games.
I actually wanted to give Far Cry 3 a go. That was one of the ones we were watching for E3, not this past year, but the year before, that we were like, oh, my God, that is gorgeous.
Yeah.
It is rated M, blood, gore, violence, nudity, language, sexual content, use of drugs.
E3 this year, the one with the ghost or something. Whoa.
I know that one. It's supposed to be on PS3, but we didn't get that one just as we didn't get a Wizard. What was it?
Which never happened.
It just never happened. And I was like, I got to get that. I got to clear out space so I could wave my wands and cast them.
I would have put a terabyte in my PS3, people. Come on.
We were ready to go, PS3 people. What happened to that game? We don't even remember the name of it. Was it Wizard?
No. Well, I don't know about the Wizard one, but no, the one with the
ghost. Yeah, it was a ghost and wizard.
Like left me, something. I don't remember.
Oh, no. It's not The Last of Us, I know.
No. The Last of Us looked good, too, and I want to play that one, too.
Yeah, that's Naughty Dog, and they're still working on that one. I'm gonna have to
hurry
yeah.
up. I will let you touch the boobs if you hurry up.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to get a hold of Mr. Dykoff and feed him copious amounts of wine and see if he'll spill some juice about The Last of Us. He probably won't.
Very nice.
Damn Scotsman, they can drink you under the table.
I know, right? That's a lot.
He don't get drunk. How much wine do I have to give you before you start talking, man?
See, that's where you're doing it wrong, man. You don't do wine.
That's all he'll drink in my presence.
Yeah, give me 30 minutes on him. I'll introduce him to some other stuff. Wine. Yeah.
It's on, man. It's on.
Yeah. All right, so Dead Island, Riptide.
Is it out?
Germany. You're not going to be getting it, Germany.
Oh.
All right, so the follow-up to the zombie-themed action RPG, Dead Island, won't be coming to Germany. In an interview, Dead Island Riptide creative producer Sebastian Reichert said that this is due to the country's strict guidelines on the sale of violent media. We have no censored version of the game, so we cannot release it in Germany.
That's
been awkward to have one of the most successful games in years, and nobody in your country knows it.
Aww.
German rules on violent media says that it cannot contain violence against human-like characters and mutilation of corpses. See, this is why Germany's going to have no defense against the zombies. They're just not going to be ready.
Yeah.
Games often have to be altered to be acceptable for release in the country. Reichert also expressed confusion as to why a game like Gears of War 3 was successfully published in Germany, while a game that is being developed within the borders of Germany gets censored. Because where's the difference, he says. I mean, the enemies in Gears of War are human-like, and the things you do to them, they really have nice finishers. That flamethrower finisher, he rams the flamethrower into the body, pulls the trigger, and the flame comes out of every body part. And that's in stores. Alright, so Dead Island Riptide's not released yet, but it's going to hit North America and Europe in April of 2013, so get ready.
Wow. I don't know if I'll be getting that one. Am I muted?
No, I am.
I was like, oh my God, I can't, nobody can hear me.
I was so muted. Y'all did not need to hear me blow my nose.
Ginger, don't you start.
I can't help it.
Ginger, don't.
Don't. Just so much.
She has to say it every time. Y'all know what we're talking about. You need to listen to the show from last night. All right. Raspberry Pi, the super cheap 25-plus computer, is officially in production today. Yay!
You know what? Free Raspberry Pi. I'm making lemon meringue later.
Of course, Raspberry Pi is stripped of Ethernet port.
Strip for my baby strip.
Mm-hmm. They have no Ethernet port. It's equipped with a single USB slot, 256 megabytes of RAM. According to Venturebeat, the Model A is meant to be cheaper, less complex counterpart to the massively popular Model B, which I think is $35. But that doesn't make it less capable. Because it has zero components, the Model A consumes less than half the power of Model B, feature that opens up a whole slew. Y'all know I told you I love that word. Slew of new uses. Scrapping those extra components also cuts the Model A's price at $25. It's a full $10 cheaper than its predecessor. Yay! The one big problem, of course, is the supply, which has plagued the Pi since forever. With the Raspberry Foundation still unable to rapidly fulfill orders on the Model B, it's fair to assume that you will have the same problem with Model A. The Raspberry Foundation leader, Liz Upton, posted a blog, said, "The Model A is something we wanted to produce months ago, but the crazy demand for the Model B has meant that we've not been able to build them, because to do so would mean that we would have to cannibalize Model B parts, and that would mean people who are expecting the backlog would have to wait even longer." One thing, Liz, is people need jobs. Just saying. If you would hire a couple more people or open up I don't know if you're in the U.S., but if you're not, maybe you want to consider opening up a little distribution center. Hire 10 people or so. Pay them to work an 11-hour shift. That's what Compaq did. And tell them, go for what you know. 11-hour shift, 4 days a week. They'll do it. 12-hour shift.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do it. I will gladly do it. I'm all there. I gotta do it 3 days a week. I'm in.
Yes.
Pay them well. Let them take a break. Or the other thing is, Ouya, see this? Are you paying attention? Because they actually have a product, Ouya.
Mm-hmm.
Not concept art. There's pictures of somebody actually holding the motherboard from the Raspberry Pi. Just saying. Just want to point that out to you. I'm sorry. We have been on them all week, haven't we?
We have. But they totally deserve it. They totally just deserve it.
I'm getting irritated. I'm like, when are you going to show us something? I want to see it.
Mm-hmm. When are you going to stop talking and show us?
Put up or shut up, Ouya.
Uh-huh. True story. Okay, so Inno Games is celebrating the holiday season with gifts for all the players, special events, and Gregolas Forge of Empires, and more. Grepolis. That was right, Grepolis.
Grepolis, yeah.
Uh-huh. All right, so today Inno Games announced numerous holiday events taking place in its games, inviting players to celebrate the holiday season within the virtual worlds of the Hamburg-based publisher. From December on, Frosty the Snowman and friends will keep players of Forge of Empires on their toes with some special holiday quests. Solving those will result in special rewards, among others, fresh avatars, and two unique buildings can be unlocked. One of them is a giant decorative nutcracker. Oh, my God. All right. So, the other building has yet to be revealed. The holiday season has also arrived on the shores of ancient Greece, beginning December 1st. Players of Grepolis, anyways, receive access to an interactive advent calendar. Behind every door, one finds three presents to choose from. Those presents do not only provide great bonuses, but players can also use them as decoration for beautifying the calendar. At the end of the event, the community decides which calendar is the most beautiful. In the continent of Tribal Wars, mysterious wintry fortresses will soon appear, inviting players to attack and plunder them for valuable loot. Adventurers roaming the West will be invited to tackle a very special quest series, which unlocks an advent calendar. But be careful, those opening the doors too early or too late will be punished. Last but not least, brave cowboys and girls can try their luck on the holiday Wheel of Fortune from December 20th on. Yay! All right, so that's through Inno Games. And I've got this up on new.gamingmatrix.com this morning, so do check it out.
Oh, I forgot about Paradox's release schedule. Okay, so Crusader Kings is due out still.
Well, they forgot about our keys, didn't they?
Yeah, mm-hmm. War of Rose is still due out. Salem has been moved to 2013. It says late this year, but they moved it to 2013, so probably next year is when, yeah. March of Eagles, The Shadow Effect. But I don't understand. They still have Salem. Yeah. Yeah, so good luck with that. I'm mad at y'all now. Paradox. I love you, but we're angry. I'm upset. My feelings are hurt. We may have to break up, Paradox. Okay.
How dare you, Paradox? How dare you?
We may just take a break for a while, but just so you know, I'm not completely happy with you. All right. I got something new and exciting in my
life. I ain't got nothing.
I do.
You don't.
I got something new from somebody I wasn't expecting.
What's that?
Eve Online.
Ooh, what do they got?
Mm-mm-mm. Coming December 4th is something new from Eve Online, Retribution. Says it has a little something for everyone. You got some new features, ships, and tools set to arrive this December 4th. Combat pilots, industrialists, new players, and veterans. You can check out, they have bounty hunting now, Crime Watch, four destroyers, major ship rebalancing, tactical combat UI additions, the Ore Frigate, Smarter Rat AI, and they have a new website that they want you to go and check out. They also have a brand new dev diary and things up. And they have something called Free Eon. It's a magazine. And looks you can get a free issue that you can download and check out Eve Online. They also have a $10,000 New Eden Open Race until the final, that's tomorrow, until 8 o'clock UTC. I don't know what time zone that is. I'm sorry, guys. And Sunday, December 2nd, you can join CCP on their own, it's called own3d.tv stream, and watch the finals unfold. And they'll also be talking about Retribution. But this is a $10,000 tournament. Sorry, it's too late for you to enter, but you can go over and check it out, get ready for next year. There's also some things going on in Concord headquarters in Eve. If you play, you probably know what that is. It's the facilities has some speculating that there may be a holiday bug that has infected many in their ranks. The word on some of the underground channels is that hundreds, if not thousands, of freighters have been requisitioned to start moving goods around the Eve universe. There's even been reports.
Yay!
Activity behind the veil of Polaris system. One thing is certain, looks like something big is about to go down.
Time for another, what was that? Something burn.
I don't know. But,
I don't know. I gotta get into Eve Online. I really do.
Yeah, just don't play with Blaster is the problem. This is where we said last night there's really not a whole lot of difference between men and women gamers. There's not in the game, you know, the fact that we're gamers, but how we play, there is a difference. Blaster just wants to, he wanted to jump in and teleport me all around the system. I want to read everything. And this is why you sometimes have girls that are like super level 80, because at the beginning we read everything. Sorry. I read every detail so that by the time I get to level 5, I'm already an expert. You're still stopping going, how do you do blah, blah? I already know.
Mm-hmm.
So he would not let me read, so I didn't get into it. That, and he kept telling me, why don't you just start your ship and let it do automated things? I don't like automated because I don't want to come in and my ship's been blown up. Somebody will die.
See, that just pissed me off, and then that person would get trolled for a
yes.
very, very long time.
And but the funny thing is, Eve actually encourages that kind of behavior, so you could troll them.
I know, I'd be epic. It'd be awesome.
We got to go in and play. It's been a while since we've been at Eve. We were Gamer Girls Radio. We had a ship and a fleet and all that good stuff. It's been a long time ago.
We've got to figure out how to get me back in there. Do it.
You know what? You're already blowing up people all up in the APB. I don't know if we need you up in Eve causing all kind of mayhem.
I know, right? All right, so, but see, that's why I like those kind of games. I can be a complete, just
bitka?
Not nice person.
A complete bitka?
Yeah, bitka. Now, I was trying to think of a way to say that. Yeah, bitka. I can be a complete bitka, and I'm just, you know, I'm over there cackling as I am just being
yes, I know.
Horrible to you.
Ginger, you know what? You and I are not allowed to play games together. We're playing City of Steam. And y'all heard the edited version of our interview with City of Steam, but man, Ginger and I back and forth. Oh, what? You just go throw something at me? Think you go run from this? No, like, where you at? No, then she comes
we're
up right. Heal us, no.
It's okay.
We're like, heal us. Here we come.
Just, like, run ahead and just pull everything and bring it back.
Yes. Okay. Anyway, next.
I'm like to play healer. All right. Next is. Wedding garden for iPad. Yay! Help a young couple create their ideal picturesque wedding. What can I talk? On a deserted resort island. Deserted, really. All right. So, Game Insight, a world leader in publishing. All right. I don't care. Stop blowing this up. I don't care. Has announced release of Wedding Garden for iPad. Smoke out from underneath my skirt. It's free-to-play farming title players in the shoes of a young couple planning their dream wedding. Plan everything from the wedding end stage for the band to the bachelor party, bar, and a special wedding carriage. This beautifully detailed and vividly painted game features a young couple given the gift of a beautiful island paradise. Or so they thought. When the lovers arrive, they find the island in complete disarray. Lucky for you, the grandparents are there to offer sage advice and assist with the efforts. It's up to them to work together and breathe life back into this deserted island getaway. Our heroic couple takes matters into their own hands with a crash course in island management to balance resources, construction workers, and the needs of their incoming guests. Building on Game Insight's experience with Smash Hit the Tribes, Wedding Garden features engaging farm-style gameplay that challenges players not to only rebuild the island, but also to cultivate crops, care for animals, to bring new life to the island. Gameplay centers on the constant expansion of your island through new construction and agricultural endeavors. Unlock new titles as you persevere, from a typical gardener all the way to Duke.
Hey,
play this.
Well, I heard something about wedding and farms and...
Yeah, sounds like a game you would love. But it is an iOS title, so no love for us.
Droid. You know what? I had an emulator on here somewhere for iOS. I think I'm going to have to get it again. I am.
Wow.
I can't play my nun attack right now, so I'm not pleased. I need me a root kit, people.
That's why you go run over people in APB.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, it's my turn for news. I was upset.
Yeah, you just see me. I had this guy chasing me, and I hit the handbrake and did just a complete full round
yes.
The other direction and watched him run into the wall. I was like, nah.
See, that right there is legend. You can't do that anywhere else.
I know, right?
That handbrake is a lifesaver. I have been chased by the cops, and I hit the handbrake and just turn around and zoom right by them. And like, whatever.
Exactly.
I never did this.
They were in some little sports car thing that has horrible handling, so there was no stopping. They just, all I heard was, Kish-fash!
Yes, and the trick to that is you get on a straightaway because they think, oh, I got a sports car. I can catch you on the straightaway. Uh-huh. I wait right until they're just about to catch me. Handbrake, turn around and zoom by. Okay, anyway, happy first birthday to Farm Kingdom. I just said Farming Kingdom on Twitter. Sorry, guys. Leading publisher Mail.ru, who I love saying their name, known for their popular international online games, Legend, Legacy of Dragons, and Juggernaut, today announced that its popular social farm game, Farm Kingdom, is celebrating its one-year anniversary. Yay! The gates to a new virtual home opened a mere 1 year ago today, and they're giving away a very special birthday gift today. Farmers, like Ginger and I, Ginger go, FarmKingdom.net, go over and pick up your gift. They said Farm Kingdom all started 1 year ago with a small room in a house on a small plot of land, but over time, curious farmers explored the surrounding woods where they found many varieties of mushrooms. Others found a town square complete with a marquee where they could compete in entertaining games called known as Quabble. The kingdom grew from day to day, and local cartographers soon created a map to help navigate quickly around new areas and easily find ways back to old ones. And today, Farm Kingdom is bigger and better than ever before. In celebration of the game's first birthday, Farm Kingdom has prepared a special birthday bonus that will allow you to log in and receive a free gift to celebrate this exciting milestone. In addition, links are posted on the Farm Kingdom fan page and Facebook all throughout the day, so players, you don't waste time. You can drop by, celebrate, be on your way. They said also they welcome friendship along with change in weather and invites everyone to check out their fascinating novelties, demanding challenges, new friends and adventure. Yay, yay, yay. I do like the game. I just don't get over to play as much because, as Ginger said, sometimes you sit down and you look up and 5 or 6 hours have passed.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. It's horrible.
Yes.
All right, so it's that time of year again, folks. The Guinness World Records 2013 Gamers Edition is returning on January 10th, 2013. It celebrates the best and most bonkers in video games.
Mm-hmm. Joe has a copy of the 2012 one, don't you, Joe?
Oh, Joe. You're so cute, Joe. All right, so to coincide with the release of the 6th installment in the best-selling series on January 10th, Guinness World Records has a selection of fantastic feature opportunities available. All right, so we got a couple of new records. Best new records in high-res photography, including largest collection of video game memorabilia, highest earning gamer, smallest arcade machine, oldest gamer, highest margin of victory on FIFA 12. Top 50 video game villains of all times. Over 6,000 gamers voted, so you know we can see which ones we think are the worst. Top 50 video. Interviews available. Interview Gamer Edition's writer Kevin Lynch and his favorite gaming records. Interview video game record holders from the new book. Break a Gaming World Record will provide you with an official Guinness World Records adjudicator as you attempt to break a record. A book review and a book giveaway. Books are available to review, and a limited number are available for giveaway. Awesome. Uh-huh. And no, I am not giving you the link to their press account. So,
so like, really? I can get one?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You could. Well, I get it.
Sorry there, Charlie. All right. We got...
I like doing what I do. I don't want to be stuffed in some hole somewhere.
I'm going to be quiet. I'm going to mind my own beeswax. Okay. We got time for one more, and I have nope, that's not it. I can't do that one because that will scare the ginger. It has to do with those things she's afraid of.
Oh, look at that horse!
See, she knew exactly what I was talking about. I
think I even know which one you're talking about. So I saw that, and I was like, nope.
Oh, it's okay. I'm not going to do it. All right, EA has released their Christmas list. They have a countdown to Christmas on their official Origin platform, Origin.com. You can check out daily deals they'll be offering, like during Halloween. Thanksgiving, Sims was half off. Their expansion pack was half off. The sale is going to end Christmas Day, where they'll be giving you a present and 50% off of everything in the store. So if you really want to do well, you wait right until Christmas Day, and then you go in and clean house. You can send the Christmas present to people because they do have a good gifting system. I think they stole it from Steam, but it's good. It works, as far as I know. Anybody had any problems with that gift system? You can gift people games and stuff, or things in-game, or...
I don't know. I haven't
tried it. Very nice. Good job on that. The rest of the stuff I could do without. Okay.
All right.
Do we have time for another one?
Maybe. Humble Bundle THQ Bundle offers seven AAA titles.
Why is everybody so upset about that or making such a big deal about that is my question.
I don't know. The latest Humble Bundle might not have the indie spirit you usually expect from Pay What You Want Bundler, but it sure does offer a lot of great games. The Humble THQ Bundle is offering Darksiders, Company of Heroes, Company of Heroes Opposing Fronts, Company of Heroes Tales of Valor, Metro 2033, Red Faction Armageddon, and Saints Row the Third, if you pay over the average price. So far, the bundle has raked in $589,310.01 from 105 bundles. With the average price of $5.43. That's not a bad price for these games. People suck it up. This money goes towards a great cause, I think.
People keeping their jobs.
All the games in this bundle are Windows only. Sorry, folks. But most of them come with Steam keys and soundtracks. Yush.
Woo! Woo! Woot! You know what? We got time for even more.
Yay! You know, we did this yesterday, too. One more! And then it was like four more.
Well, sometimes we take a while to chit-chat.
I don't know how much chit-chat. I'm sorry for you folks who are playing, Mac in England. But, sorry, folks. No games for you this time around.
Yeah, there really isn't anything good else to tell you about. Enjoy your weekend, I guess.
Boobies!
What did you just yell out?
I said boobies.
Wrong word for you in the morning.
Penis!
Did you... I think that would be the medication kicking in.
Something. Seriously.
There's nothing good you guys need to hear about, really. Mm. We're looking through it. I'm like, there's nothing interesting. It's time to go. I can't tell you about the other one with that thing that Ginger's afraid of, because that would be the one I'd tell you about, but I can't. Nope. She's going to...
Nope.
Aww. Come on, Ginger.
Nope.
Just a little bit? Just a little bit?
I don't have it open. Oh, no.
All right, in that case, we are going to cut out and go...
Oh, yeah, there it is. Tiny little new world for iOS. Yay, robots and pitfalls, developers of hit games like Catch the Princess and Spy vs. Spy, announces today the debut of Primeval, New World on the App Store. Primeval New World features classic platform action paired with huge boss battles against terrifying prehistoric foes. Based on the hit show of the same name, Primeval New World, gamers in the shoes of Evan, hunting dinosaurs and other ferocious creatures through the streets. Players wield impressive weapons, capture the famous raptors, dodge the deadly terror bird, and fight the Tetranodon through huge, detailed levels. Yay! Alright, so that's for iOS. No idea how much it costs. Sorry, folks.
Well, I was going to give y'all a little music, but it looks like GLaDOS has a board, so...
F you, GLaDOS!
Mean old GLaDOS. All right, guys, you know where to find us, new.gamingatrix.com, gamingatrix.com, and everywhere in between.
Facebook, Twitter, MySpace. It keeps looking so pretty.
Ooh, MySpace is so pretty. Every time I think about it, I just want to put my hand below the desk. That's just really just gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't seen the new MySpace, you need to go check it out, seriously. All right, guys, we are out. You know you can tweet us.
Tweet us. Outie.
Tweet us about it.
I'll be like a belly button.